from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. And Mike, you probably like every show to start this way. We're going to give you double applause because you have a contract extension and it's signed, so please, nice job. Well earned and deserved. But what does that mean to you? You know, I know, you know, family here, you've put roots down here in Green Bay. What does that mean to sign a multi-year contract extension?
Well, personally, this is where Jessica and I want to be. I mean, we make no secret about that, so it's a great opportunity to continue, you know, our professional career in the greatest sports organization in the world. And it's, you know, this is a great place to work. So I just can't say enough about, you know, Mark Murphy, Ted Thompson, for, you know, the opportunity to continue with our program.
Mike, how important is that continuity with Ted Thompson? How important has it been for your success and as you look forward to your future here?
I think it's the most important. I think it's something that you can continue to get better as you move forward. His consistency is something that I always marveled at. He's definitely made me a better coach. And just the way the everyday operation, you're able to continue to grow.
You were at the halfway point of the regular season. What message do you feel, Mike, you will deliver to the team, or what do you want the team to know as you head forward here?
Well, we spent Monday going through a number of things. It was actually a disjointed day on Monday for us. We came in, we corrected the New Orleans Saints game. Then we had our self-scout overview that we normally do in the bye week. It was more extensive probably this year than in the past, you know, with 8 games, more information. We did some neat things. We had a cross-training session with our O-line and in our pass rush unit, where the O-line coach talked to the pass rush and vice versa. So that was very unique, and I know our players, you know, got a lot out of that. And then, you know, at the end of the day, we jumped on Chicago. So we started our preparation for Chicago. I felt Monday was very productive. Tuesday's the players' day off, and then we'll get into a normal flow of the week on Wednesday.
Mike, you mentioned the self-scout thing. What did it tell you about your football team through 8 games?
Well, a lot more positive than you want to, you know, because everybody remembers the last game, and that's kind of how our business is. Everybody wants to judge you based on your last performance. So, you know, the things that we really focus on, the big play opportunities, the turnover ratio, our formula of what we feel for success. You know, we're doing a lot of excellent things in those areas. So we want to build off of that. But then we also took a hard look at the fundamentals we need to improve on. And then, you know, it's obviously tackling was at the top of the list, and just continue to stay after the fundamentals. And, you know, the commitment that this team made back in April, all the goals that we set forth from day one are still attainable.
Larry mentioned the self-scout. Mike, is part of that the run defense as well with the tackling, as you mentioned, just basically breaking down, doing the fundamentals, and that'll improve in the second half?
You know, really, if you look at the areas, you know, the way our self-scout is, we have, you know, our biggest improvements, because, you know, you always want to address the things that you were focused on at the beginning of the season. Did you improve on those? You need to look at the problem areas. And really, the problem areas on defense, really, the tackling played a hand in each and every one of them. So it's a focus for us.
Mike, if we could focus a bit on your bye week, your personal bye week. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've got coaching in your DNA. By the end of the week, were you anxious to get back and get the guys back in town and get started again?
Well, no. Because the end of the week really kind of started my bye week. Halloween was really our, you know, first date at, you know, family time in the beautiful Wisconsin weather. The windy Halloween was a different one than I've experienced in the past. So the family was dressed appropriately. We went through 400 candy bars. So it was a big night out there in Lesieux.
Mike, I know you're not big on talking injuries, but the one thing I'll bring up is if T.J. Lang is uncertain this week, and we don't know, obviously, at this point, will J.C. Treader be a possibility at right guard, and what are you looking at right guard right now?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing is J.C. will be brought up, you know, this week for sure onto the roster. And really, T.J., is something that, you know, we're gonna, it's gonna probably take most of the week till we feel like we have a handle on that. So and ever how that sorts out, that's something we really don't want to get into till Sunday.
Mike, is there anything about your team that surprises you over the first half of its season? How you looked at it going in and how you're looking at it now coming out of that first half? Any surprises?
Surprises. No, I'll say the consistency of it is, it's not a surprise. So I wouldn't say there's no surprises. This is a fun team to coach. They're very accountable, excellent work ethic. We've made a lot of changes. You know, I mean, you look at our veterans, just the way our schedules change from, you know, this year to prior years. They've adjusted to that very well. I think our veteran players do a phenomenal job with our younger players. So the incorporation of the younger player into the locker room. So I really like the makeup of this team. And the most exciting part of it is we still have a lot of growth in front of us. We have a chance to really grow into a great team.
How do you look at the midway point on the no-huddle hurry-up offense that you installed and just your assessment on that so far this year?
Offensively, we feel good about a number of things. You know, statistically, you know, we're still trying to overcome a couple of those early games, but that's, you know, I don't think you can really look at it. I think the last 4 or 5 weeks we're playing the way we want to play. And, you know, Aaron's having a great year, and you know, our running game is improved. I think Getty's, you know, playing well. Our offensive line's probably having one of our best years. So, our receivers are playing well. Our tight ends are getting better. So I feel good about the offense.
All right. Next up, we'll talk a little more about the Chicago Bears. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.